True North Tales. Stories of the people, places, and events from across the territory on 100.1 True North FM.
For this True North tale, I sat down with Robin, the owner of Williams Electronics here in Yellowknife. And to get our chat started, I asked Robin, when did he decide that he wanted to become a business owner?
Well, it started at a really young age. My father was a businessman. My uncle was a businessman. So we had a couple of great role models in the family. So, you know, from a very, very young age, I've always thought entrepreneurism was something I'd like to pursue right from the first paper route that you have. So paper routes and then into some other things, jukebox businesses, rentals, those types of things. Which generally brought me back to wanting to have a retail location. I was the managing partner for Roy's Audio Video for, 18 years. And when the opportunity presented itself, I just needed to jump on it because an itch I needed to scratch. I kind of felt like if I didn't do it, then maybe I wouldn't have felt sort of that I've completed my journey in life. So I really needed to get this done.
One of the things that I asked Robin during our chat was what have been some of his favorite moments of owning the business since he took it over from his father?
I guess the first one has been the opportunity to get our new location. I think we've been renting for a number of years in the Lower YK Center, and we love that mall. We love what was down there, but again, being able to bring that business to street level and be right on Franklin, that was something that was incredibly exciting for me. But again, getting back to like my favorite things is we brought in a few new lines, a few categories that I've been wanting to carry for a long time, and now of course we've got the freedom to do so and the space to do so.
And speaking about some of those new categories, to end off my chat with Robin, the owner of Williams Electronics here in Yellowknife, he talks to me about some of his favorite customer interactions he's had since taking over the store.
It actually pertains to one of our newer categories that we have, and I'm going to call it our vinyl customer, which is a new customer that we've never had before. So people may know we've added a section of records and a vinyl section, and I just love seeing the look on people's faces when they come into like a modern electronics store and they go, "Are those laser discs? Are those?" And I go, "No, they're records. Oh my goodness." Like, there's one particular customer I think I have to tip my hat to, Mr. Sean Ivins from Advanced Medical Solutions. We sold him a record player, and boy, he bought the biggest stack I'd ever seen. Another interesting one, actually, we had a customer come in, and he was buying a large amount of records, and I was kind of talking to him. It was a very diverse collection, and I said, "Hey, so what are you using for a player? What are you using for a stereo system?" He goes, "I don't have a record player." And I said, "So why are you buying all these records?" He goes, "Pop art." I'd have to sum that up as being the vinyl customer because, again, it's been so new to us, and they're so into it. So I love it.
If you have a story to tell or know someone we should talk about, let us know. Email truenorthtales@mytruenorthnow.com.